G'day, Ollie. Great to have a chat to you today. And we're going to kick it off with a very special guest. And we're going to do things a little bit differently on Perth Live Sport this afternoon because a fantastic achievement by one of our Fremantle players here in the West, in Kiara Bowers, who took out the AFLW Best and Fairest Award last night. And she's joined us on the program right now. Kiara, thanks so much for your time. How's the day been, and has it sunk in yet?
Definitely hasn't sunk in yet, but it's been a busy day, but a very rewarding one.
It was. How nervous were you in the vote count last night? Because you needed a vote in the last round to get there. You snuck in for one and tied with Bree Davey. Just how were you feeling at that time?
I was all good throughout the count. It was having to get up and do a speech is what makes me nervous. So I would have been all right with the second place.
Well, we certainly wanted you to get the tie, if not go ahead. It's great to see you for your hard work. Before we talk about that, a great photo posted today of your son, Nate, just channeling the other Nate in Nathan Fyfe with the beanie on and the medal around the neck. That was pretty cute.
Yeah, he thought it would be a pretty perfect moment to do that. So he's taking more of the shine off me today, so it's been good.
Definitely getting a lot of traction on social media. Now, you work as a carpenter during the day. What's the reception going to be like when you get back to site?
I'm a bit worried about that, but they'll probably give me a lot of stick for having the day off today. But no, they're big footy fans there, so I'm sure they'll get around me.
What does it mean to you, Kiara, to win this award? I know you play for team success, but for what you've been through, I mean, three really serious knee injuries, missing the first couple of seasons of AFLW, does all that pain that you went through, all that rehab you went through, does it make it feel it's a little bit more worth it when you can take something like this out?
Yeah, it's definitely like a bit bittersweet for it. When I think about all the time and effort, and there was doubts that, you know, I was going through in rehab if I could come back, and now to not only come back but be, you know, up there with some of the great players. I count my stars that I was able to come back lucky.
Well, you've done extremely well, Kiara, of course, and being acknowledged like this is absolutely outstanding for the growth of the women's game. How have you found the season in the end for Freo, though? A little disappointing not to be amongst the premiership this time around, but is the team still building? And let's be honest, you're still better than West Coast.
Yeah, look, we're amazing work by Brisbane. They deserved it this year, and we took our foot off the pedal a little bit too early, and we'll make sure that we learn from that and definitely don't do it again next year.
Kiara, great to have a chat to you. Thanks so much. Knowing you a little bit, I guess, you won't be resting at all. I'm sure you'll be already preparing for the next season.
Always. No rest for the wicked. I've got to catch those young girls, so I've got to start pre-season now.
Brilliant. Great stuff, Kiara. Thanks so much for having a chat to us.
No, thanks, guys. Have a good night.